Ne güzel.
To call upon the Lord with His holy name means to focus on the sound and form of the Lord, Prabhupada says. Just like when a person is talking on phone to somebody, he hears the sound, he replies to the sound, and he also is able to absorb his mind in the form of the person to whom one is speaking. Now, in the neophyte stage of calling the holy name, one cannot see the form of the Lord. And artificial attempt at seeing the form would prove to be a failure, because the heart has not yet awakened love for Krishna. Or we can say the love for Krishna is covered over by so many other impure motivations, material motivations. So not able to access the form of the Lord while chanting the holy name, one gets distracted by various alternative attractions. Therefore, one is taught to chant the holy name attentively and focus on the sound vibration. As one's attention to the sound vibration increases, gradually the Lord will manifest His form and the devotee can call out the name of the Lord lovingly. All the yoga practices teach a person how to first settle the material turmoil. Like we do asanas to settle the body and the senses. We do pranayama to settle the flying mind. We do pratyahara to shut off our senses to all the unwanted stimuli which are entering into our mind through the senses. And after preparing our system like this, when one comes to a very stable and steady state, then one can do dhyana. Dhyana on what? Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Tunvanti Divyaistavaihi Vedai Sangha Padakramo Panishadair Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyana Vastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Navidusura Suraganaha Deva Yatasmai Namo. One should meditate upon the Dev or the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is glorified by the Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas and all of them. He is also being glorified by all the Devatas, beginning from Rudra, Brahma, and Indra, Agni, Varuna, Vayu, all such crores of hosts of Devatas. And the same Lord Krishna is meditated upon by the yogis in their hearts as the super soul resting in the heart of everybody. And to that Lord I offer my obeisances, like the Shukadeva Goswami says. So, one cannot love a person without knowing the person. Naturally one has to know. And if that call or the worship is done with the awareness of the person whom we are addressing, it is more fully conscious. So, when the mind and senses are not in a very stable state, they tend to run all over the universe with various material plan making and distractions. So therefore, in the chanting of the holy name, paying attention to the sound vibration helps calm the mind and gain concentration and focus of the mind on the sound vibration to begin with. Therefore, from the name comes the form. Within the name is the form, and within the name and form are the qualities. And within the name and form and qualities, gradually the Lord's pastimes manifest. So the whole dham, the abode of Vrindavan, is within the naam. So by chanting the naam, one can blossom the lotus of the holy abode of the Lord, where the Lord's lotus feet are resting, and there are millions of devotees with the Lord performing various pastimes. And thus the holy name actually can unfold all these truths for a sincere chanter who begins the process with attentive hearing of the holy name and chanting the holy name with great respect. Kintu adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta. Swadhi kramat bhavati tadgata mulahantri. So, the holy name can uproot all the miseries and it can awaken taste eventually for one who is chanting attentively. And such attentive chanting eventually will lead to the name and form of the Lord simultaneously occurring when one pronounces the holy name. Just like the child is calling the mother, but the child is aware of the mother and the child is addressing the mother. So, let us not chant mechanically, blindly, unknowingly, distractedly while calling the holy name, not even knowing whom are we calling, not even conscious of what are we doing. Such dullness and consciousness definitely may produce some ajnana sukriti, but it does not connect the chanter to the Lord very strongly. So the chanting of the holy name should be done purposefully, intentionally, with awareness and understanding of the Lord whom we are praising and calling and begging for service. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our humble obeisances.